Hilly will go down to 38 by first thing on Wednesday morning. Actually, tomorrow is the first day of spring. Sunshine warmer, high 67. Spring officially starting, 4:58 p.m., the vernal equinox. And how about a full moon on Wednesday night, too? Thursday, high temperature maybe close to 70. I think we'll be in the low 70s Friday and the mid-70s Saturday, a nearly perfect pattern. Meanwhile, though, the pollen count still in the high range right on through the end of the week. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. No arrests after a deadly shooting Monday afternoon in Montgomery. Police say 28-year-old Warrick Ruggs was shot in the 900 block of Taylor Street around 1 o'clock Monday afternoon. He was taken to the hospital where he later died. The mother of Montgomery County Commissioner Doug Singleton was hit by a stray bullet Sunday near Carter Hill Road. She was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office is investigating. And LEED Academy will open August 19th. School leaders say the school building off of Eastern Boulevard will undergo major renovations. They also need to fill close to 20 teacher and administrator positions. LEED Academy will start as a K-5 school, then add a grade each year. Registration is now open. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
I'm up on a tight wire. One side's ice and one is fire. It's a circus game with you and me. I'm up on a tightrope. One side's hate and one is hope. But the top hat on my head is all you see.
All right, guys, welcome back in. Carolyn's still here, shagging your phone calls at 272-9228. Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman are with you daily from 9 to noon. Daily-ish from 9 to noon. Jeff Poore from Lanyap and Breitbart News and Yellowhammer and WVNN Talk Radio up in Huntsville he's here. I don't know when he finds time to grab a hamburger or sleep with all those jobs.
It's tough.
Yeah, sounds tough.
Well, but you work, you incorporate a lot of the stuff into radio, so it complements itself.
You know what's funny? A lot of the prep I do, I like to act like a martyr, you know, and I spend 6 hours a day preparing. Spent that much reading news anyway.
Yeah, you're gonna do the. You're gonna go through these motions anyway.
If,
right?
if the radio station shuts down tomorrow, I'm still gonna read 4, 5, 6 hours of news a day. So I might as well get be on the radio talking about it anyway. And we haven't actually gone through any news today. Carolyn, have you seen who's online too? My favorite caller, Miami.
Good morning, Mr. Coleman. How are you doing this morning?
Morning, Mr. Amy. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, thanks for asking.
Yes, yes. I didn't mean to suck in all that air right before I went to your call. Sorry about that.
No, it plays real well over the phone.
Well, I know it does. What's going on, my friend?
Well, I think we need to be cautious what we wish for. With the lottery, you know, down there in Florida, they have one. I don't know if you've heard about it or not. But it didn't suit the schools very well. Down there.
Does it go to education in Florida? What do they spend their revenue on? Is it supposed to?
Supposedly, yeah.
They got a lot of people, though. A lot of people to educate. Then goes
well, one year, when they first did it in Florida, they projected how much it would bring in, and it didn't. And so they were in a deficit.
Yeah. Well, that and the millions.
They don't count on the money the first year.
Well, that and the millions it took out of the economy itself. You know, especially with the table games coming in and everything like that through the Indians. And, you know, the same thing I think applies to the ganja as well. You know, I think that's going to affect or it'll affect our employment too, don't you think? Are you factoring that into it at all?
No, I hadn't considered that aspect of it. Here's the part of the lottery. Let me break it down in 90 seconds if I can. To implement a lottery, you have to repeal the anti-lottery provision of the Alabama Constitution. That's the hook by which all gambling is illegal in Alabama. So you're either going to have to do a Texas two-step when you repeal that constitutional prohibition and remove it for the purposes of lottery but keep it in place for the purposes of electronic bingo and everything else, or you're going to have to open up the world to electronic bingo. Then you have to come up with an agreement. If we're going to have electronic bingo, how are we going to regulate it? You can't just pass a lottery bill without thinking of all these things. Second thing you have to think about is we have three casinos generating billions of dollars in gross revenue, close to $1 billion annually in profits, one in Wetumpka, one in Montgomery, one in Atmore. What do you do with that money? How do you come to an agreement with them? Because if you have a lottery, they can have a lottery. There's something, and if you give a class of gaming to your state's people, the Indians can do anything within that class of gaming. Josh Moon, who we were talking about during the break, had a great piece up today about video lottery terminals. If we have a statewide lottery, guess what the Indians get? Video lottery terminals, which are faster, more efficient, more fun to play than electronic bingo. They become a more competitive enterprise to Alabama gaming. And so those are the things I think about. You know, how do you regulate once you give us a lottery bill? If you just pass a lottery bill and say we're repealing section whatever it is 65 or whatever it is 56 of the Alabama Constitution, we're repealing the lottery prohibition. How do we regulate that? What does that look like? That's what's going to take for me to look at a bill and determine whether or not I can support a lottery bill or not. In principle, I love a lottery. I support a lottery. I support table games. I support sports gaming. Not because I do any of that. I don't bet on sports. I don't play blackjack. I don't do table games. I don't play the lottery. But I support people's right to do it. I'd rather have volunteer taxation, even if it taxes the poor. Hell, catch their money somewhere.
On the surface, that sounds good with the voluntary tax, no doubt. Sports gaming, I'm right with you because it's taking place right now. We might as well get a piece of the pot.
$1 billion a year in Alabama being bet on sports. We might as well get $100 million in profit out of it. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
Bring it out of the shadows. Plus, when you get in hock to the state, we don't break your knees. You know what I mean? Because the dudes running books in Alabama, there's some pretty bad dudes. You know?
Yeah,
and they own a lot of land. And if you disappear, you know, you might be in 100 pieces in 100 different parts of, on 100 different acres.
Yeah, they don't break the knees, but they break your back.
They might.
Yeah, yeah. And another quick thing for you. That Yahoo in New Zealand, you said you saw the video?
I did, yes. I don't know that I saw the whole 17-minute version. The one I saw was like 10 or 11. And I heard there's more, but...
Did you see any other shooters there? Anybody else with guns and hats? Because I'm hearing from reliable sources that there were two other individuals or assailants there.
I did not.
You did not.
But you know, my theory on these mass shootings in the United States is that a lot of these have had multiple shooters and they just have one shooter take the fall.
Yeah, and Podesta being there, what, a couple days before this happened?
The most obvious example of this multiple shooter theory was Dallas, the police shooting, when you had trained police officers saying they're shooting from different parking decks, and then they find the one guy, and then they blow him up before he can come up, before he can come out. Okay, where'd the other people go? And then in Baton Rouge, that shooting, they had several people saying there were gunshots coming from different places in the street.
Yeah.
And then they go and they kill the guy before, and they have to kill you. If in a multiple shooter situation like that, you either have to really be on the team or they have to kill you. But I think what happens is they convince these guys, we're going to pull this off, we're going to get you out of there, we've got escape vehicles and all this. Well, they all take the escape vehicles and they leave you there to die. You know, that's always been my theory on those.
Yeah, and I heard that this is the same crew, supposedly the same crew that was involved in that China consulate intel grab. You know, in Spain.
And I don't know anything about that.
No. All right. Just one final thing for you. One final question. You were saying you were going to read this guy's Quran. Did you have a chance to read it?
When did I say I was going to read his Quran?
Well, his manifesto, Quran.
His manifesto. I read clips of it. I did not. It was like 17 pages. I didn't. You know, he's kind of kooky.
I read
the part about the Turkish, the Turkish people. I read the part about the Navy SEALs and Candace Owens. I read that part. What's your question about it?
Is he an advocate? I mean, I haven't read it. Is he an advocate for Trump, for President Trump?
Not that I saw.
Hearing both sides that he is and he isn't. You know, you listen to mainstream media.
I didn't read it cover to cover. I did not read it cover to cover, but I don't believe so. I don't believe so.
No. Yeah, but the media itself is betraying it, isn't it?
Yep.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Sir, once again, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate you taking my call.
The Grand Muffin Top, checking out. I appreciate that. Thanks.
Yeah.
That was one of the funniest moments I've ever had on this program. I was moderately offended, but it was still fun. Jeff Poore joins us, doesn't know what to make about my conspiracy theories, and that's okay.
I'm happy to be here. Glad to be here.
What is this, Stockholm Syndrome? You're identifying with me now? Fred, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning. Three things y'all talked about in the last segment.
All right.
Number one, the medical marijuana. In California years ago, they did that. Well, all you had to do was go to a GP and say, I don't see so well in my eyes and my hip hurts. You got a script. You went in a head shop. You got all you wanted. Had nothing to do with medical. It was a scam. I'm wondering in Alabama if that comes up on medical, is that going to be an oxymoron? Is it going to be the medical stuff that doesn't get you high that will help these cancer patients and leukemia?
It'll be the stuff that gets you high under the bill that they're proposing. I don't know what it'll look like in the end. The stuff that treats the cancer patients, the CBD oil, that's legal in Alabama now. Steve Marshall issued a guidance on that. It is completely legal. It can be sold, bought, sent across state lines. I order mine from Colorado because it's an organic, naturally derived, CO2-derived brand.
Right.
I'm a massive proponent of CBD. And even when it was illegal in Alabama, I still ordered it from Colorado. They shipped it in.
The stuff works?
Oh, my gosh, does it work. You have no idea how good that stuff is.
It's
incredible. If you get the right brands, it's incredible.
I'm against the fact that these kids can go into a head shop and buy this stuff that one time, I don't know, 71, my freshman year in college, a lot of busy intersection. I'm driving. I couldn't see red from yellow or green because they were all spouting out colors. And that was the end of my career with all that. But that's what's going to happen to this 16-year-old that doesn't know what he's got. And that's the type of...
Well, here's the deal. When I was 16, we would smoke a whole joint. Because it was lousy pot, and you smoke a whole joint now, you're going to wish you were dead. you might not die, but you're sure going to wish the hell you were.
Well, it was a scary thing in my life. I saw red flashes, yellow flashes, and green flashes, and I need to either get out of the intersection or something, And that's what these kids are going to see if they smoke.
Well, listen, that, you know, ideally, as you legalize things, it becomes more difficult to access, not less. I know this from growing up myself and talking to young people today. It's easier to get a bag of pot than it is a six-pack of beer when you're 16 years old.
Well, and then the third thing.
Because no one drops out of school to sell beer.
Well, one good thing is the late-night fast food places will have a lot of business.
Exactly.
That's
what it's a stimulant. You know, it's an appetizer stimulant and an economy stimulant.
The other thing I wanted to say right quick, you play the Leon...
Russell.
As a bumper music. He put out a couple of beautiful music, beautiful albums. He's beautiful. In 70, my girlfriend and I went up to Chapel Hill to see an all-day concert, and we saw Joe Cocker, who was phenomenal. And you know who his piano player was?
Huh.
Leon Russell.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I should have seen that.
Yeah, kind of interesting. But he put on a great show, and there were all these kids out there. And
that's the second great piano player connection I've learned on this program. Thanks for your call, Fred. I also learned that Bruce Hornsby played for the Dead.
I didn't know that.
Well, I learned it on this program. Was it you who told me that? Or was it Mallory?
No, I didn't.
Jack knows Bruce Hornsby. They're friends.
I met him. I don't know the bastard.
They're big buddies. Up at the Winfrey in Birmingham.
No, it was the damn Omni or whatever that place. What's it called? Downtown. It's on 20th. But I met him.
I like taking Jack's stories and twisting them just enough. Just enough. Bud, appropriately named for the topic. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Bud.
The state senator that is proposing the lottery and everything, he was on a talk show today. I heard him talk. His proposal, according to his own words, would bring in Mega Millions, Powerball, the scratch-off deals.
You almost said scratch sniff.
Yeah, I know. I was very careful not to.
That's a different drug.
Yeah. Everything that's available in all the other states, he wants to bring in.
Right.
And he also said in all the casinos, all these one-armed bandits would become legal.
Okay.
And so, you know, and it's like I was talking to a different politician there on the radio after that, and I went through the Mayor Langford situation up in Birmingham, where he went to federal prison because I had a good friend who's a lawyer that argued in front of the state of Alabama Supreme Court, where they went into this particular casino.
That's not why he went to prison, and your story's never been proven, so I don't want you to propagate it any further.
Well,
the man's dead. And it was never proven that he had any connection at all with that casino or any crooked winnings or anything like that. What he went to prison for was crooking a bond deal. That had nothing to do with gambling.
Okay.
And the man just died, and we're not going to soil his legacy by spreading
untrue
rumors.
But he did have blue hair.
Well, but you know what I mean? Let me ask you this. The story about the casino has never been proven. It's not necessary. I mean, it may not be true at all. And people have been using it. They did it until Milton died to try to go after him. And now they're going after Langford with it. And the story's never. One person said it, so it's true?
You know he filed 3 years, consecutive years of over $300,000 income on his federal tax form from this casino.
I don't know that. How do you know that? You've seen the tax
form? Because that was reported in the news.
You've seen the tax forms? They haven't either. What they reported in the news was what one person said he or she saw. The news didn't see the tax form either.
The evidence that was used against him was he had over $300,000 filed in three consecutive years in winnings from this.
Was he ever convicted of any of that stuff?
No. Okay. A lot of times, it's not a matter. As long as you can get him in jail for something, you don't have to go to everything.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thanks, bud. Bud doesn't sound like a supporter of the lottery.
That's too bad. Well, that you don't cut off people because they don't support the lottery.
I don't care. I've cut him off because he's trying to soil the legacy of a man that's stuff that's never been proven, and he's dead. He can't defend himself. You know, at some point, you cut off wild accusations, you know?
Well, you remember what Emory used to say? If you can't kick a man when he's down, when can you kick him?
You see this, Jeff? I bring in all these stories, neatly stacked, in order. The order I want to cover, we don't cover any of them.
I wish I had that luxury.
What, not covering your stories?
All this show prep, get through it, you know.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. If you want to get in, 279-8919. My man James Cole, he's listening. Say hey to him. Call him, though, 279-8919. Great plumbing services, 40-plus years in the business. CC Cole, his old man, started the business. CC's still with us. Still a bundle of energy. And, no, I'm just kidding about that.
Kidding about what?
We've had CC on the air. He's a little understated.
He's a man of few words.
Yeah, he doesn't say a whole lot. But he gets the job done. He's been getting the job done a long time right here in the River Region. James Cole, one of the nicest human beings you'll ever meet. And Jeanette Cole, Cameron Cole. Man, they got the whole Cole family going on over there. Give them a call. Don't dig a hole. Call on Cole. And Jack Campbell, when you have trouble with your boy.
You call on Cole.
Across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When you hear it, into the future, you know. An evening with the Steve Miller Band.
Thank you very much. You've been great.
This Thursday, Montgomery Performing Arts Center. A night filled with hit after hit. Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Reserve seats on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, the box office, or call 800-745-3000. For more info and tour dates, visit SteveMillerBand.com. Steve Miller Band Ultimate Hits available now. Produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Falcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431. And listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Thank you.
point do we just put on the whole Red Octopus album and not do talk radio?
This song is fantastic.
This whole album is fantastic. Our number 272-9228. I got Jeff Poore in the studio. He's a writer everywhere. He's on WVNN in the afternoons in Huntsville. If you want to listen to him, I'm sure there's an app available. How do people find you?
WVNN.com. It's on iHeartRadio. All the usuals tune in. You know that.
You can find it.
You can find it.
Yeah. If you got the call letters, you can find anything. You can find any app. You can find any website.
Assuming they stream, but yeah, they.
I mean, almost everybody.
Because like that TuneIn's a pretty good app.
It's a great app. You know why? When someone calls you, if I'm listening to the Jeff Poore show at 2:30, and Baron Coleman's coming up, and I'm just dying to hear it, and then someone calls me and I'm interrupted for 10 minutes, I don't miss Baron. I hang up and it picks right back up from 2:30. It's wonderful.
It's like a DVR for radio.
The DVR for divas.
Yeah.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. My man Tom Latham over at Penny Earned Concrete and Technologies. Don't judge the man because he said Michael Schumacher's the best ever. He texted me earlier. We were talking about the Formula One deal. He said Michael Schumacher's the very best. There will never be another. I agree. Don't judge him based on that, though. Judge him based on his work. Go to his Facebook page. Go to Tom Latham's Facebook page at Penny Earned Concrete Technologies and look at the thousands and thousands and thousands of pictures he has up there. Look at the videos he has. Look at his crew. These are trained people. These are people that know what they're doing, and they take a lot of pride in their work. And, guys, if you're looking for the best in concrete around, if you're looking for somebody who can do commercial, industrial, and residential applications, driveways, parking lots, foundations for your home or business, patios, decorative stamped, walkways, polished concrete, whatever it is. I mean, you call Tom Latham, 284-9292. 284-9292. And Tom Latham over at Penny Earned Concrete Technologies is going to get you squared away. 284-9292 or check them out online, pennyearned.co. I have a running theme on this program. Fox News is not your friend. We tolerate Fox News because it's the best we have, but anyone who believes Fox News is on the side of Donald Trump or Fox News is on the side of nationalism or Fox News is on the side of patriotism or Fox News is on the side of talk radio or Fox News is on the side of any of us, what most of us in this radio audience believe, you are deceiving yourself. Turn it off. It's too dangerous for you to watch it. If you believe that, turn it off. Now, if you watch it like I do and realize it's the enemy and they're providing you a little bit of truth 2 or 3 hours a night during the commentary segments during primetime, then watch it. But if you're watching it from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day, you're filling your head with a lot of garbage. How do I know this? Well, lots of reasons. But the most recent explanation, Donna Brazile is going to be joining Fox News.
What?
Yep.
Donna Brazile is going to be the former chairman of the Democratic National Committee, the co-author of the book For Colored Girls Who Considered Politics. She's going to be joining Fox News.
Al Gore's campaign manager.
Leaker of questions from CNN's debate to Hillary Clinton.
You want any questions to leak to Democrats, since Fox doesn't have any Democratic debates.
Well, that's true. That's true. But she'll be leaking them, I promise, when Fox hosts a debate in the presidential election.
If they get one.
Well, Big Fox should. Maybe.
Yeah, they're real, real weird about it.
They are weird.
But is she going to have her own show?
I don't know.
I think she's just going to be a contributor. Come in and be the Democratic mouthpiece.
I don't mind that. Well, they got some others that
The woman actively sabotaged the president of the United States.
Well, she did.
And a lot of people watch Fox because they think that it's
conservative,
and it's not.
We'll never have another Bob Beckel.
You know, he was okay till Trump came along.
He just made me laugh.
Then he went to bananas.
He just made me crack up because I didn't like his politics. Was just what they are. But
I have people who listen to this program, follow me on social media, read what I write in other places, and they say that I never ever criticize the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. And it's true. I mostly don't. I mostly agree with everything he says. Every now and then I see a plan of his, and I think, this guy's being...
Yeah, the Baron will say the globalists got
They got him. They got to him on this one. Trump's higher education reform proposes faster loan forgiveness and expanded Pell Grants. At a time when college is... the cost of college or higher education is rising, like quintuple the rate of inflation, 10-15% a year, they're now making it even... more expensive to go to college by providing loan forgiveness and Pell Grants to low income. So it's only going to be low income and super high income in college. And the middle class is not going to be able to afford it anymore.
That seems pretty accurate.
It's exactly where this is heading. And Donald Trump, this program, I hope it doesn't pass, is accelerating. I hope that's not where this is headed. Speaking of Fox News, Jack Campbell and I have experienced this on this radio show. The left-wing outrage machine is targeting Tucker Carlson. Britt Hume says it's because of his dominance in the ratings. And I agree with him. I agree with him. You can't be too successful. You cannot be too successful. The left-wing will try to take you out. We experience it from the left and the establishment right here in Alabama. There are a lot of people on the establishment right who'd rather not see us on the radio.
Is there much of a left left in Alabama?
No. No, it's well, it is. It's just... It's called the establishment right.
Yeah.
It's I mean, like three columnists in Birmingham and...
and Mac McCutcheon and Del Marsh. I mean, it's... No, I mean, we do have a left in Alabama. It's the mainstream Republican thought. I mean, they have become the left. Someone warned me about this. In 2010, I had a friend from South Carolina, and I was talking to him, and I said, it's unbelievable. The Republicans took over a supermajority in that both houses, and the Democrats had held it for 136 years, and everybody's just exuberant and excited. He said, it's the worst thing that's ever going to happen to your state. I said, why? He said, my guess is Alabama's a lot like South Carolina. You guys had a Democrat-run state, but you were governed very conservatively. Low taxation.
Right.
He said, so you have people that run as Democrats that vote with the minority Republicans to eke out small majorities on controversial legislation. I said, yeah. He said, now your Democrats are going to hide in the Republican Party, and they're going to take it over. Because they love power, they understand what it takes to get the job done, and Republicans are weak-kneed and roll over all the time and just give it to them.
Well, just look at how many Democrats in the 90s switched to be Republicans, and you could go through the legislature and you could point out a bunch of former Democrats. Well, your governor is a former Democrat, so it's just...
not former.
I don't know. Did you hear her State of the State speech?
But they just join the party bandwagon to get elected.
Right. They'd be Nazis or communists if that's what it took to be elected. They wouldn't care.
Only a handful of them are real conservatives.
Yeah. All right. We got to get out of here on this break. We got to say goodbye to Jeff Poor. Tell him again how to get in touch with you, Jeff.
It's twitter.com/Jeff_Poor.
Check him out on Twitter. You can find all his stuff from there. Look him up. Google him. He's everywhere.
It's a good clearinghouse, his Twitter.
It is. Jeff, you've been a great radio co-host. You are welcome to come by any day you want.
We appreciate you, man.
Well, thanks for having me in. I really enjoyed it.
Check him out on WVNN from 2 to 5. You can read him everywhere. Follow him on Twitter. We'll be back. It's 34 after. Without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you. And the world's all right with me. Just one look at you. And I know it's gone. The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The United States Air Force Academy Band from Colorado Springs presents My Country Tis of Thee at the Riverwalk Amphitheater in Montgomery, Alabama on Friday, April 12th at 7:30 p.m. This family-friendly event will feature the concert band in a program that highlights musical diversity and represents the excellence of our men and women in uniform. The concert is free and open to the public. No tickets are required for this event, and seating is open for general admission. Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I'm happy to say our nice weather pattern will continue for the next several days. For today, cool sunshine, but another mostly sunny day, a high temperature in the middle 60s. Tonight, mostly clear, chilly. We'll go down to 38 by first thing on Wednesday morning. Actually, tomorrow is the first day of spring. Sunshine warmer, high 67. Spring officially starting, 4:58 p.m., the vernal equinox. And how about a full moon on Wednesday night, too? Thursday, high temperature maybe close to 70, but I think we'll be in the low 70s. Friday in the mid-70s Saturday, a nearly perfect pattern. Meanwhile, though, the pollen count still in the high range right on through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Guess you wonder where I've been. I searched to find the love within. I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go.
All right, guys, welcome back in to News and Views. Jeff Moore had to run. He's a delight to have around, though. And I encourage you guys to find him on Twitter and read his stuff and listen when you can, if you're up that way. The Adoption Law Firm. My man over at the Adoption Law Firm, Sam McClure. If you have not gotten in touch with him, I hope it's because you know for a fact you're never going to adopt. Because if you think there's an outside chance that you might adopt one day, you really, really, really need to get in touch with him. This guy knows what he's talking about. He's dedicated an entire law firm to it. And I'm telling you, you don't know what to expect until you get into it if you don't talk to somebody who knows what to expect first. And if it catches you off guard, it can screw the whole thing up, derail it, cause you delays, extra expenses, and all that kind of stuff. Or it can cause you to get denied the ability or the right to adopt. You don't want to be scared or frightened at the last moment. You want to know up front what's going on. Get in touch with the Adoption Law Firm. Check them out. Read the testimonials. Read the reviews on Facebook. Watch the videos, the Adoption Law Firm. If you look up the Adoption Law Firm on Facebook, you'll find all that. Or you can look up theadoptionfirm.com, the website, or you can just call them directly, 546-2009, 546-2009, theadoptionfirm.com.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Reverend Olson.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm blessed, sir. Better than I deserve.
Well, aren't we all?
And Jack, how are you?
Jack went to the bathroom. Don't hold it against him.
Oh.
Only so long a man can sit in one spot.
This is true. This is true. Hey, Baron, thank you for having me for just a moment.
Yeah,
I wanted to, first of all, piggyback to something that one of your previous callers mentioned about the video lottery terminals, the electronic gaming lottery terminals that they have. They're real popular right now in Georgia. You know, you go to pump gas, and you can go in, and there's a video lottery terminal there, and you could sit there and play electronic games. And I wanted to mention that those are considered one of the most highly addictive types of gambling. In fact, they're called in the professional world the crack cocaine of gambling addiction. And also, another thing is that if gambling becomes legal here in the state, then that also is going to open the floodgates for all of the sports betting world, to come to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And with the recent, ruling from the Supreme Court, then it would be legal in Alabama for sports betting to increase. And Alabama has the largest number of sports bettors per capita than any other state in the United States. So with the amount of college sports and betting, and by the way, March was just recently proclaimed Problem Gambling Awareness Month by KIVY here in the state. And one of the reasons is because of March Madness. There's more betting going on, you know, with March Madness than any other sporting events in the United States. And so I just wanted to chime in to remind all your listeners that as a gambling neutral organization, we're here to help. If there's anybody that ever needs help with gambling addiction, all they got to do is pick up the phone, call 211, and tell the person that they have a gambling problem and that they need help, because we, during this month of March, we try to educate the stakeholders of Alabama that if you do get addicted to gambling, there's help available, and we want to help you.
And it's good advice. 211's a great number to call if you do have a gambling addiction or problem at all. I think that number's posted at all the casinos in the state.
It is, and it's going to vary very soon be visible on many of the billboards here in Alabama.
Perfect, perfect. That's wonderful. That's good news, Reverend Olson. You guys do great work over there.
Thank you.
As with anything, you know, smoking cigars or drinking a little whiskey or gambling, there are some things that are, by their nature, can be both fun and very, very damaging if they get out of control. And I appreciate the work you do helping people to get their lives back on track when things get out of control.
Well, thanks, Barrett. And we would hope, you know, based on what you just said, you know, it is our goal to make sure that if there is any lottery legislation that's proposed and passed, is to make sure, like all the other states that have lotteries and gambling, that there will be money set aside for the treatment of those people who don't know when to say when.
I hope so, too. I think it's a noble cause. I mean, thank you. There are definite societal costs for everything, really. And when there are known societal costs that can be dealt with, why would the state, if they're benefiting from it, not put that
I like
note?
Roger.
I do, too. Roger's
a
great
guy. Yeah, he's a great guy.
Roger's a great human being. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Tom, you're on the air with Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman.
Good. How you guys doing? Just heard what the Reverend Olson, was that his name?
Yes.
Okay. What I'd like to say is about the casinos and stuff. I've gone a few times. I could count them on one hand. Lose $20, no big deal, but I have been out there to eat. I have gone out and watched entertainment. But the thing about it is the land out there has their own police. Now, the reservation does not have anything to do with what I'm fixing to tell you. But there is prostitution, and there is...
Without some sort of, investigation or some sort of way that we can verify those facts. I hate to do that, but you're not the first person that I've chastised about that. Randall.
Hey, my question was going to be for Jim.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Three times in one show?
Well, Jack, you know, it's quarter till. I'm feeling good.
But I want to tell y'all, I mean, to go back to the Fox thing, when you was on it, guess who they just kicked off of that? Is Miss Judge Perino, a young black, so she ain't young, but she was a black conservative woman. And they took Miss Judge Doreen Perino. I can't
She's not black. She's Italian.
Well, okay. Well, she daggum, I guess, assimilated
well,
good
they're
with them.
They're kind of close to Africa, Italy and Africa. They're right there across the pond.
My bad. Well, I didn't know she was Italian. I'm glad you corrected me.
She ran against Hillary Clinton for the U.S. Senate in New York.
And if you've ever seen, what's the name of that movie? True Romance. There's a whole scene in there that may explain the confusion. I'm kidding.
Well, while you was up in Huntsville, did you get a feel? Did you get a feel when the tax thing was coming through that people up there, because their money is a little different than down here. They have did it bother them as much up there? Or were they much against it up that way as we were down here?
I don't think so, because they're going to get a bunch of the money.
Okay.
Did Jeanine Pirro, did her show get kicked off?
Well, she's gotten a 2-week suspension.
Why? What'd she say?
She went after the Muslim congresswomen for saying what they said about Jews and talking about Democrats not chastising them by name?
Oh, they ain't going to put it off.
It's Fox. Fox is not your friend.
You're right.
Friend. They're not your friend. All right, buddy. Yeah, let me tell you, if she was in prime time and highly rated, she'd be fine. But because she's a low-rated weekend show, they can pull her and nobody really cares, and they can stop her views from getting out there. Wiley.
No, this ain't Riley.
Ronnie.
How y'all doing today?
Doing well.
How you, Ronnie?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
Real good.
Well, that's all right. Anyway, y'all talking about this medical marijuana and gas taxes, all these taxes. Well, if they gonna tax it, hell, just legalize everything. Let them get all the money they can get in here, and let Reed Ingram get all the gas tax he can in his pocket, because he voted yes on the gas tax. I told you, Baron Coleman. I told you. And now he didn't pass that gas tax. He voted yes on it. Did he not?
He did. He voted yes, yeah.
Did I not tell you about him?
You did.
Yes, you did.
Okay. Y'all be aware.
All right.
Called gambling coming, and I hope he comes. And medical marijuana, they take something out of it where you can't get the buzz. I'd just soon sit on my back porch like they like today, get me a cold beer, and just sit back and enjoy it and have things.
All right, thanks.
Well, appreciate it, Ronnie.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Ronnie's going to do that anyway.
Well, that's what I was going to say. What difference does that make?
Ronnie doesn't care what law they pass. He's going to sit on his back porch.
He's going to sit on the back porch and get high. I mean, I don't blame him. I might need to stop by the back porch on the way home. Ritz.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Fine. Hey. How you doing?
I'm darn. Hey, in regard to this possible lottery, again, I'd like to remind everybody that it failed because they were poorly written bills. So I hope that the legislators put a little effort in this one so it won't get turned down again if that's the desire of the citizens of this state. But, you know, I also would like to remind people that this lottery is, or any gambling, is not going to be the panacea that they think it will be as far as our fiscal ills with the state of Alabama. I think that if there's evidence of the windfall for a state, why wouldn't we be seeing it in Mississippi? As far as I know, Mississippi's still on the bottom of the list of everything that we are aware of. So
I understand that, but it's not a panacea. But a lot of really classy states that are doing things right also have legalized gambling. So you know, you can't only point to Mississippi as the dangers of legalized gambling. Florida has it, Tennessee has it, Texas has it. They're all doing really well. Arizona has it. They're flying. I mean, these guys are doing great. So Texas has a lottery.
They have a lottery.
That's my point exactly, gentlemen. And if we could find somebody in that legislature with enough brain power to write a bill that would be beneficial to the citizens of Alabama instead of special interest.
Well, you know as well as I do how this works, Ritz, and if you don't, your buddy Paul can explain it to you, your buddy Barry can explain it to you. Legislators don't write these complicated bills. Special interests who are going to benefit from them do. So legislators are not drafting the lottery bill.
You mean they don't have the ability to point and tell them what they want in a bill?
Well, they tell the legislative council what they want. The council writes the bill, but they sit down with the lobbyists who are in favor of it, and they tweak it and send it back to be redrafted and everything. Yeah, a lot of people play a part in drafting a bill.
Yeah,
well, it's a shame, but like I said, if they come out with crap again, it's liable to get voted down.
Yeah, you're right. If they water it down or make it, if they don't make it tied down to where the money's going and who's going to be the administrative arm of the lottery itself, just like the 99 lottery, it wasn't the idea that we were having a lottery that went down. It was the way they structured it.
Well, here's my rub with any legislative action. If it falls on its face,
if it costs the state money, guess who's going to have to pay for it? The taxpayer.
That's correct. That's correct.
That's my rub. So
yeah. Well,
we got
but
people out on the.
I'm not aware of a lottery in any other state that costs the taxpayers money.
No, they all make money. It's just, I think what you maybe reference is Illinois, where the taxpayers had to kick in because the state didn't have the money to cut the check.
Yeah.
Because they're so poorly managed. I hope we don't have ourselves that situation. Rich, I do appreciate it. Our number, 272-9228. By nature of the lottery itself, the way it's run, it should never cost money.
Right.
It's just whether or not the state overspends what they anticipate they're going to get in revenue.
Right.
That's what happened in Illinois. Billy Bob, hang on. We'll be back in a second. Cornerstone Managing General Agency. My friend Greg Wren over there does a great job at Cornerstone Managing General Agency. All he wants to do is come look at your business. Look, all he wants to do is get in there, ask you a few questions about your insurance benefits that you give to your employees, and see if he can save you money. Chances are he can. Chances are he can. If you want to overpay, if that's what you want to do in life, I mean, I can't help you. You know, if you buy corn for your business, you know, you make corn chips and you buy corn and you want to pay $6 a bushel when somebody else will sell it to you for $4, that's your business. And if you want to pay $600 a month for insurance when you could buy it from them for $400, that's your business. I don't recommend it. I don't think it's a good way to do business. I think it's a terrible way to do business. That's why I recommend you call my friend Greg at Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502, 356-1502, or check him out online, cornerstonemga.com. More Jack Campbell, more Baron Coleman after the break.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You know, business has been booming at Independent Glass, and they are in need for some fantastic employees. As a matter of fact, Independent Glass is looking for glazers or glass installers. Call them today at 263-2823. That's 263-2823. And they offer medical and dental insurance, paid vacation, and of course, sick time, drug testing, and a clean driving record. Call them today, Independent Glass, looking for glazers and glass installers. Call them today at 263-2823.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Steve Miller Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone.
Go on, take the money and run.
Tune in to the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win pairs of tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Impact on March 21st.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Yeah.
Tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, March 21st, from News Talk 93.1. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Wait a minute, Mr. Boseman. Wait, hey, hey.
nod to Rich. Who is obviously very much against the line.
That's fine.
There's room here for that. All right, our number 272-9228. Let's do this. I gotta tell you real quickly about my friends at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. I was gonna take the call from Billy Bob and then try to squeeze this in at the end, but I want to make sure Billy Bob has all the time he needs. And I don't want to interrupt him. Guys, Midtown Pizza Kitchen this week, chicken Alfredo with broccolini. Do I have to say anything else, or is everybody going to beat down their doors and steal all the food? Chicken Alfredo with broccolini is the pasta of the week over there. You can pair that with a salad for $9. $9. $9. That's less than $10. That's the number between $8 and $10. That's how cheap you can get it over there. Not cheap. The food's wonderful. Inexpensive. Value. We talk about value. Go by Midtown Pizza Kitchen when you get a chance. Award-winning pizzas. The sandwiches are incredible. Sandwiches are incredible. I ate with Mallory the other day. He got the ham and Swiss sandwich or ham and Black Forest ham and whatever. It was incredible. Thing was piled high with goodness. The salads are phenomenal. The folded pies, of course, the award-winning pizzas. The pasta specialties, the pasta specials. Get over there when you get a chance. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama. Ritzland up there in Prattville, Alabama.
Carolyn and I got a pizza from there the other night.
Did you use the Midtown Zelda Place location?
Yes.
How was it?
I picked up.
It was phenomenal.
Yes, it was very good.
Billy Bob.
Thank you for taking the call. Two subjects, please. Number one, on the lottery. Why are we giving money to all these other states, and we see signs on the front of the new school saying thank you for the money for our new schools, Alabama? You know, that's just one of those things. And number two is, let's legalize pot, because the only way you're going to control it and get it out of the kids' hands is to legalize it and get it off the black market. There's no market for it, then it'll shut down. So, and I appreciate you taking my time.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Hey, man, if every caller to talk radio, when he said two things he wanted to discuss, my heart started pounding.
By God, he got in and out.
Oh, man, I started. I got so scared. I didn't know if he was going to be able to get it done in a minute and a half. He got it done in 40 seconds, which left me with 50 seconds to play bumper music and talk about how great Joey Clark is. Well, by great, I mean sexy. Whoa. Jack Campbell, you want to do it again tomorrow?
Yes, I do.
Okay. How about we do this? 21 hours from now, you and I will meet up back here. We'll rendezvous on the radio. Will you guys join us? Will you join us?
I will.
The highest rated talk radio show in the history of Alabama between 9 and noon. Award winning talk radio.